Right now, it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we've got Aaron Hall right here in the studio with us for Chatham County Roundup today. Aaron, welcome.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Beautiful day, and I'm happy
Absolutely.
To be here. You know, I was listening to the Meals on Wheels announcement right before we came on, and I do have a Meals on Wheels announcement for Chatham County. There's need of regular and substitute Meals on Wheels driver positions that are available in the Golston, Bennett, and Bear Creek routes. We need two in Golston, one in Bennett, and one in Bear Creek. If you are interested, please reach out to Allison Andrews, a volunteer coordinator at Chatham County Council on Aging. Phone number 919-542-4512. That's extension 226 again. Allison Andrews, volunteer coordinator for the Chatham County Council on Aging, 919-542-4512, extension 226.
Is there a website that people can
there
go to?
There is a website, and that is ChathamCouncilAging.org. Again, ChathamCouncilOnAging.org. And we know the great work that they do, and so when they need volunteers, we need folks to step up to the mic,
awesome.
So to speak.
So many people do good work for Meals.
So many.
And people in Chatham, people here in our community.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It brings us together. So, you know, today we're going to talk about a person who's a fixture in Chatham County and who has a reach that's global, and so Go Conscious Earth exists to protect Congo Basin rainforests and the animals that live there by partnering with indigenous communities to cultivate sustainable practices and eliminate extreme poverty. Additionally, GC Earth exists to increase awareness about global practices that will sustain life on Earth. Their vision is that they believe the best way to conserve the rainforest is to preserve large tracts of land while enabling the people living there to be stewards of that land. And in the area that they are working, this means formally reinstating tribal land rights while empowering local communities through projects that make their lives more sustainable. So, ladies and gentlemen, won't you welcome to the Chatham County Roundup. He's a master carpenter. He can build anything. Electric guy, mechanic guy. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Godi.
He's not going to let you speak.
I told him it was going to be a long intro. Godi, welcome to Chatham County Roundup. How are you?
Thank you, Brother Aaron. Yeah, great to be here.
So let's get right into it. Tell us where you're from and tell us about your work, Go Conscious Earth.
I grew up in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The former name is Zaire. So Congo, it's one of the largest country in Africa. I grew up in a small village in Ikoko Bonginda. So I can share a little bit about my story. And when I was from 7 years old to 11, I have a constant dream, and I would just one day leave my surrounding area and go somewhere on Earth, an unknown place. So the opportunity came, and Dean DeBoer, he grew up in South Dakota. He signed up with the Habitat for Humanity and end up in my tribe community. And my grandfather was a chief in a tribe. So I welcomed Dean, and I was in line to become a tribe leader. That was not my purpose of life. So having this dream, it was telling me I will leave, and then I will return back to help my community in the DRC.
So the work that Go Conscious Earth is doing, you're building wells, you're providing solar, saving animals and bringing back tribal rights. Break that down for us right now, if you would, please.
So the work we've been involved, I started the Go Conscious Earth organization. It was a part of that main dream. My mom was so sick because she was getting here, high blood pressure, then he was dying. And she called me, says, Godara, there are multi-corporations involved cutting the rainforest. Mm-hmm. So from that point, it was very, very, it struck me, and because the all ancestral land rights has been logging by the multi-corporations and the government, very unreliable and very corrupted. They give it a big concession to cut the trees and as the devastation of places like in the Kivu province, where is the big conflict is there because of the they are getting the valuable minerals on the earth and the cobalt and the coltan, which is contained to every electronic devices.
That's right.
So my mom, I told her, "Mom, I'm here. Let's protect that part of the forest because we believe this is a place we've been depending on for the indigenous people as well our planet." So she ensured me, and her last words, "God will bless you with the success with the project."
Mm-hmm.
So in 2011, she passed. And I went there and buried her. And then I returned back to the United States and I started the organization called Go Conscious Earth. So we are focusing to protect these most resilient forest to our climate change and to work closely with indigenous people to provide them with the clean water initiatives. So we were able to protect 1 million acres of pristine rainforest and to facilitate the people with their need. And in 2016, we were able to, we figured out the first initiatives and to help these communities, the water. Water is everything, and the water is life. Without the water, nothing can survive. So we bought this amazing Dreer, village Dreer. So our motto is pretty much, we bought that because it was to the way of bringing that machine as a human power rig. So to teach the local people and how to maintain the wares, to drill the wares, to make sure they hand them that job so they can do, they can be a self-sustainable ways instead of, we learn more, a lot of NGOs do the work and for them, but a lot of things end up broken and so they cannot really know what to do once they left. So, and by buying the drilling machine, the advantages are you can break it down and put on a dugout canoe and have access to places that there is no road. So we were able to get that. And then our first wear initiatives and the drilling wares, we were able to drill 5 wares. And now we have 11 total wares, which is providing water over 20,000 people.
So approximately one well can quench the thirst, bathe, and grow approximately 8,000 people, and you have now have 11 wells.
Yes, yes.
You mentioned
what
that.
Are the, I'm sorry, no, what, no, are no. The, what do they do before the wells came in for water?
The source of water, like my own experience being in La Tumba, we just lake, it's contaminating in ways of animal waste and human waste. So we scoop the water and some being a child, we just not realize, and we drink it, we have a lot of E. coli, parasites and worms and so that's our source of water there. So it's a very unclean water and a lot of children being perish from 0 to 5 years old. It's all over the world pretty much coming.
You mentioned that this area of the rainforest, and I like when you use this term, it's the lungs of that portion of the world. So, and we were talking about before we walked in, so when we're helping to maintain this rainforest, it's not just for that area in particular, it really has a global effect, correct?
Yes, indeed, we do believe that the Congo Basin is the second after the Amazon, and the Congo is actually the only intact forest left, and if we're not going to step up and then do our obligation, there is no chance for our generation and for our planet, period. And it is a really place, and Greenpeace just discovered the peat bog, the most carbon deposited in a swamp land ever discovered on the planet Earth, it is in the DRC. So these forests are really a place to protect it and hope for our future generation.
What has been the effect of solar? I'm looking at the information you gave me. Solar has to have been or must be a big impact on the area, correct?
Yes, indeed, especially when we introduced the solar grid with our engineer friend Marvin, who visited the DRC in 2017, mm-hmm. and we installed the stations, which was in a local market in Bikoro, where all the tribe members comes and sell their goods, and they will be able to charge their phones. And it was a very beautiful way because it fit very well with our environment and to save the rainforest. And in a way, we have a few stoves demonstrated to the women in a community. It was very, very effective. So it will reduce the pressure from cutting the woods from a rainforest, and just that exchange, that's just a beautiful way of, and they can have a light. Children often, I remember in, being in Bikoro, they would come under that, soon they first saw the light, they came underneath to do their homework. It's just a beautiful way of to empower the local people.
So those who are listening and listen on 97.9 FM and on Chapelboro and watching the live stream, how can people help? What are the most immediate needs? How can people find you if they want to reach out and support?
We do have our website. Also, we have Kendall. She's here. She can pretty much spread it out, give it some of the insight how people can support us. And to do, Kendall, please, can you take over from here?
Sure. So really our most pressing need right now is we're raising funds to support Godaw's next project trip, which we're hoping will be in August of this year. We have about $25,000 more to raise, and our goal is to install another 10 wells by the end of this year. About six of those hopefully will go in when Godaw makes the trip there in August. Our website, I can give an easy announcement and then it'll be posted, right?
Sure.
So it's gcearth.org is the website, and there's an easy access donation button. There's lots of really beautiful videos on the website that people can learn more information about what we're doing. We have other big initiatives right now with the community forestry, which is a new program, and it's how what we're converting the conservation concession because it gives tribal land rights to the people in perpetuity. So really once that's processed, then the indigenous people have rights to their forest territory in perpetuity, meaning, you know, really forever onward. And so that's really the main effort that we're supporting right now. And the water initiative is an ongoing way that we're just engaging with the people, bringing something really tangible that makes a huge impact on their life.
And that's gcearth.org, go conscious, right?
Gcearth.org, yes.
So go there and get more information.
And, you know, I want to say that Chatham County is very fortunate to have these two folks working in Chatham County, and you know, sometimes we look for heroes to come in different forms. We got heroes right here in the work that they're doing that not just are affecting globally, but the work that you're doing globally is coming back and helping us locally. So it's
Absolutely.
A beautiful symbiotic relationship, and we appreciate it, man, very much.
We really appreciate it,
Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron Kegley. Appreciate you, buddy.
And it's been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com.